AP Update. I'm Tim McGuire. Federal officials know when the hack began, last December. They also say it wasn't unearthed until April. And the personal records of millions of federal workers were exposed when the cyber snoops broke into the Office of Personnel Management computer system. California Democrat Adam Schiff tells Fox News Sunday the government probably has a good idea who did it.
We've gotten very good at attribution. It's hard work, but we do it well now. And there are only two possibilities here with an attack this sophisticated. Either a state actor or a group of very sophisticated private hackers who often work in concert with the state.
New York Republican Congressman Peter King, also on Fox News Sunday, says the U.S. has to retaliate.
The president and his administration have the capacity to respond once they find out through the malware signature who they believe this is. Then I think, there has to be a price to pay for this.
Government officials say the attack came from China, but not necessarily the Chinese government. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten, others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.